Do aliens abduct cows purely for their milk? Do we build robots, or do robots build us? These are some of the questions that you can find the answers to on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Rory Powers, your host for today, joined by Kit Greer.
Howdy.
If you haven't listened to this podcast before, basically every week we take a paranormal story and as paranormal, professional paranormal investigators, dissect that story and come to a conclusion as to whether or not it is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine line. There's no middle ground between the truth and a lie. You're either truthing or lying.
Yeah, as you say, I like that word dissect. It's like whenever you're in
science sounds like we've got one here
class.
On the table, doesn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah, it's like in science class and they give you the frog and you open up to see if there's a ghost inside.
Of course there is.
Yeah,
only
science.
We could see it. So on today's episode, we're
yes,
not going to dilly-dally. We're going to go straight in here.
Whoa.
On today's episode, we're actually going to be taking a request from a listener.
Oh!
So this is from Jonathan on Twitter. Shout out to you, Jonathan.
Shout out, Jonathan.
He wants us to investigate the ghost of Bluebell Hill.
And God knows we can't turn down a request to investigate a goddamn ghost.
Exactly. I mean, it's literally our jobs. It's the one thing that we should be doing.
It's how we put food on the table. It's how we get to sleep at night.
So thanks for writing in, Jonathan. If you have your own suggestions, folks, send them in. And also, if you have your own experience and don't mind us poking fun at the story a little bit, send it in and we will hashtag investigate.
That's right.
I mean, I've talked briefly about my paranormal experience.
And I kind of cut you off.
You did, yeah. And I think it's kind of a funny joke to have that just be ambiguous along the whole series.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was in Dublin and it did involve a small gorilla-like man. Okay, we'll just breeze on here. sorry. In the edit, please start our little mystical theme song right now. Ding, there we go. So the story of the Blue Bell... Shit. All right, can you please cut the song now and we're going to restart
David,
that
rewind. Rewind, David.
So the story of the ghost of Bluebell Hill
Christ.
Is one of heartbreak, tragedy, and hauntings. It all started back in 1965 with a young girl named Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Susan was your average 22-year-old girl. She was young, kind.
Taking Molly out in the town.
Off.
Smooching boys.
Full of life for now.
Oh, Christ, Susan, run.
She was engaged to an RAF technician called Brian Wetton. And on this night, November 19th, she was out celebrating her hen do before the wedding the next day. I don't really know what hen do's were like.
Oh, I do. I've been on many.
In 1965?
Hell yeah, dude. What a year.
Because now, like what, 2000 and... God, what year is it? 2016? Is it? Oh God, is it 17?
It's such a caricature what? Of a paranormal investigator.
This isn't a
no
bit.
No idea.
This isn't a bit. So it was the year 3000. Alien years. What year is it? It's 17. Sorry, 17,
yeah, it's
right?
For sure,
Jesus
17.
Jesus Christ. So hen parties these days are like dick straws and inflatable penises.
Oh my God, dick
straws.
That's what I was, that was the first thing I was going to say, dick straws.
So I guess like 1965 style dicks, I guess a lot of pubes and I don't know, what did they do back then?
Yeah, it's just like pubic bush straws.
Bush straws.
It's not even a straw so much as a sponge. And you soak up the drink through the sponge.
Oh, God.
Oh, Christ.
Moving on. I wish we shouldn't have dealt on this for so long.
Oh, my God.
So after a long night of celebrating, Susan and her friends were driving back home on the A229.
You shouldn't be driving. Go ahead.
Basically, the girls are on their way to try and meet up with some of their boyfriends before the wedding in the morning. I know, right? This already sounds like a pretty crazy night.
Yeah, it really does.
But as they sped home, Susan's car spun out of control.
Oh, no, I'm sorry I said it.
Sliding off course and colliding with an oncoming Jaguar.
Oh, Christ.
It was a horrific crash.
Yeah.
One of Susan's friends...
Is that an
friends,
animal Jaguar?
No.
David, please put in Jaguar sound effects at this point.
She collided with a mythical beast. The griffin was wounded but not killed.
At this point, you just segue into a Harry Potter novel, like retelling.
It was a car. They hit the car.
Okay.
Horrific crash. One of Susan's friends was killed instantly. And Susan had to be rushed to hospital. It was only a few days before Susan was also dead.
Oh, Christ.
What are our thoughts?
It's sad. Just real sad.
That's why I did warn you. I'm going back here into my notes. First line of paragraph 2, as you'll see, it is a story of quote-unquote heartbreak and tragedy.
That's true. You
so
did kind of
warn
us.
Warn you.
Trigger
you
warning,
you
folks.
Into
that's right. Do you think they got married the next day? Do you think the bride?
Oh, like a hospital wedding.
Good old-fashioned.
I think there was a better term to use there, but hospital wedding.
It's like a shotgun wedding, but in a hospital.
It's very sitcom-y, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, car crash before, and then she's gonna wake up with amnesia and be like, I don't remember who my husband was.
So true.
I mean, it's sad, right? It's sad. Mm. It's a sad story. You know, you've already got a girl who tragically loses her life the day before her wedding.
You couldn't write this stuff.
God damn. You know what it was, probably? They were probably driving in the car. Bush everywhere, pubes everywhere. They can't even see the road at this point. Swerved off, hit this mythical beast of a car. Just to show you how bad this crash actually was.
No.
I have a photo.
You drive into me. Jesus Christ.
To show you how painful this was on the husband, I'm going to stab you, I think, in the heart.
Wow. Okay.
This is what it felt like. On the night.
You know, I actually got hit by a car.
What?
Yeah, last week.
Are you serious?
Yeah, while you were away.
I actually called you from the ground.
I had a rough week, dude. Okay, you were away living it up, all right? I was getting hit by cars. I was in a crash. You see this? This wound on my hand?
Kit is holding up his little finger. His little baby fingers.
That was injured
up.
In a car crash.
Alien war. This was an alien war.
He kind of did this with his chest and out came a car. A freaking Jaguar.
Here is a photo of the car crash.
Okay, folks. I'm gonna look at the horrificness so you guys don't have to. Jesus. This is a goddamn pileup if ever I've seen one. There is just broken glass strewn everywhere, Die Hard style. I mean, one of the cars is so busted up, it's turned into a monster truck. Its suspension is all whacked out.
Yeah, it's mush, isn't it?
Oh my God. I mean, no one's getting out of that alive.
No. Actually, the people driving the Jaguar did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they survived.
By Jaguars, folks.
But, like,
Jesus.
I think almost everyone, maybe bar one person in the hen party car, didn't die. I think the rest of them, like, one died on the day, two died, I think, the day after. Susan, I think, was one of the last to go. Unfortunately, so maybe they were like, she's got a chance. Oh, shit.
You always jinx it, Doctor. I know, I really should stop.
I know. I know it's not the most important thing right now, but the catering, God. And I know, yeah, sure, she's dead and we're going to have to bury her, but the parking, people booked hotels. Oh, God. No, oh, no. And they're like, I know it's going to be difficult. The honeymoon. Oh.
What are we supposed to do with all these flowers?
Yeah.
Okay, we have dozens of bouquets.
It's probably you can reuse those flowers pretty visually.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, that's what happened with Susan. Years passed, and Bluebell Hill and the A229 became known for the horrible incident that took place that night in 1965.
Mm.
But that wouldn't be all it was known for.
Jesus, go
on. In 1992, Ian Sharp, a 54-year-old coach driver, was finishing up his journey for the night, speeding down the A229, aka Ghost Lane. As he drove down the road, he noticed a woman standing at the side, slightly lit by the glow in his headlights.
Bush for days.
His headlights ignited the glow of an inflatable penis. He described the woman as normal looking, with shoulder-length hair, wearing a lightish coat. Nothing unusual there.
Okay.
But as he got closer, he noticed her unusually large eyes. All of a sudden, the woman ran in front of the car, keeping her eyes locked on Ian.
Oh, Christ.
That's pretty scary, right?
That is really scary.
At this point, it was too late to slow down. Ian plowed into the woman, sending her underneath the car.
That's fair, Ian. That's fair. Keep going.
At this point, he slammed on the brakes because, you know, he's killed a woman.
Yeah.
In sheer panic, he got out of the car and checked underneath.
Oh, can you imagine?
But there was no one there.
What? Is there any damage to his car? Like,
confused, Ian went to the police station to report what had happened. Which, fair play,
yeah,
Ian. You know,
honest.
You owned up to the situation. He seems like an honest
guy. I mean,
he
basically won the lottery. He mowed someone down and thought he was about to go to jail forever.
But there's no body.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
He can take his bloody ass hands all the way to the bank. He's got away with it. But when he returned to the car with the officers, there was no body on the floor, and even stranger, no dent or marks on his car.
David, mysterious music. Go on.
Ian said, "My impression of a ghost is something you can see through." I should do this with a funny voice, actually.
Yeah, go for it.
I think this is in the UK, so we've never really done like a British voice. for a witnesser of the paranormal.
Yeah, I mean,
so let's
go for like a super realistic, super down to earth,
right.
Normal,
yeah,
British voice.
It's a serious story.
Yeah, not hammy, you know.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's a serious podcast. So Ian said, "My impression of a ghost is something you can't see through, all white or pale, but she was a normal woman." So,
bravo.
Article, brava, brava, a fellow Rada, I see. So did Ian accidentally hit a homeless woman with his car, or did he just encounter the ghost of Susan, the forever bride-to-be?
The second one.
Of course,
the second
right, because
one,
there's no
though.
Other explanation. It sounds like, from his testimony, from Ian's testimony, that he genuinely believes he did smack a woman with his car. That's not something... You know, you see people being like, "Oh, I saw a face in the frosting of a window.
Yes.
It was a ghoulish man. When I look back,
yes,
the evaporation had gone.
Christ.
And I shan't have seen him again." I don't know, I was trying to throw something in there. But, you know, something very just fleeting and could be mistaken as anything. Ian's borderline plowed down a woman in his car.
Because I can vouch for this. I mean, you drive...
You've hit so many women with your truck.
I mean, my God.
You call it the Deathmobile.
I have a freaking... What is it called? Like a house arrest tag on my leg right now. I get released once a week from prison, okay, guys? To record a podcast and go straight back to the pen, scrubbing potatoes for all I'm worth.
I still remember that one time you said you pitched it as a road trip around Ireland. It was the most horrific thing I've ever seen. 20 minutes in, I remember having this conversation with you. You were saying, "You know what it's just like?" I said, "What?" And you went, "Mad Max." And I said, "It's not Mad Max. It's not Mad Max, Kit. You can't just keep mowing people down." You screamed, "Witness me." You sprayed the chrome.
As soon as I got in the car, my voice just started rising, becoming more and more goblin-like until I was cackling at the top of my lungs.
Yeah. Oh my God. So
yeah, but I can vouch for this because I one time was driving from Cork, which is, for anyone who doesn't realize, is the bottom of Ireland,
right,
back to my house.
But I thought Cork floated. Bum 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 bum. That's the podcast for this week. Actually, we're gonna head continue vouching for a man who hits women with the truck. Continue to be on his side.
That wasn't
justify
actually
it?
What I was...
No, go ahead, justify it.
It wasn't actually what I was getting at,
no,
though.
No, it just sounds like you're on his side.
Yeah.
Cool. I actually respect women. I think they're equal to men. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our political podcast. Today we're going to be talking about men and women. The brain size. Is it smaller? Is it not? Fact or fiction? Let's find out. The story, please.
I was driving from the bottom of Ireland to the top of Ireland. It's a long drive. And I tried to do... I think I left Cork at about 10 p.m. So, like, too late to be driving out of the country.
Jesus,
and
yeah.
I think I made it about two-thirds of the way. And then I hallucinated a lion at the side of the road.
Wow, really? So, is this out of sleep deprivation?
Yeah.
Or? Oh, okay.
Just,
okay.
Like, tired as hell. And that was, like, you kind of... That stuff happens in cartoons and movies. You don't really... think that it's real.
How vivid was this vision?
Not very.
Right.
It's like, it's quite fleeting.
That like slipping in and out of consciousness.
Yeah, so it's really scary. But I guess what I'm saying as well is that whilst it was very confusing and quite alarming, I didn't think I could ever imagine a scenario in which I hit someone.
Right. Well, you know, it could always be a blend of both. So let's say hypothetically you're driving down that road. you kind of think you see a lion out of the corners of your eye. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you go over a log that's been sitting in the road. Your mind automatically pieces together what you've seen and what you've heard and felt. You've hit a lion. You've killed a lion.
100%.
You're a borderline lion hunter.
You are literally Cecil the Lion's dentist murderer.
Yeah.
Remember that guy? Christ.
I know. I mean, he got some bad. I mean, well deserved really, too. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he killed a lion.
Where are we lying right now? Do you think Ian...
Nice, dude.
Do you think Ian hit a ghost with his car? Or do you think Ian imagined hitting a ghost with his car? Because then it throws into question, what is a ghost? You know? Because I was under the impression of Ian here. I'll recite one of his lines.
Please.
She was all white, all pale, but she was a normal woman. My impression of a ghost is something you can see through, governor. And, you know, that would imply that it's in the same belief that we are. That they're like the twins from The Matrix. You know, right. You just pass straight through them.
Yeah. That's interesting. I know, because if you hit them, then is that a zombie? You know,
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
I guess we're going to find out. Let's continue to investigate. Now, this is merely one example of a paranormal sighting at Bluebell Hill.
Okay.
Others have hit the exact same woman with their car.
Oh my God. You kept that to yourself for the last 16 minutes. I was talking shit.
It's a narrative. I'm constructing a narrative.
You're letting me run my mind. That's what you're doing.
Only to find, like Ian, that the body is missing. Some people get... This is where it gets really creepy. Some people have picked up hitchhikers in their car. To discover that moments later, they've disappeared.
Oh Christ, can you imagine?
Wouldn't that be terrifying? So it's like, pick him up in the car. Yeah, come on in. I guess they're kind of creepy. Maybe hood up. And you're like, all right, okay. Drive a little bit down the road. And you're like, so where do you want to... And you turn around. Gone.
Crazy. Can you imagine next time you're cleaning your car out and you're like giving it... You've got the little mini Hoover out. And then you just Ghostbusters style, like stick it down the side of the seat and you Hoover up a ghost.
No! I said the Tesco Express! Well, in fact... A sighting was reported as early as the 8th of January, 1993, and involved who I'm going to refer to preserve their anonymity as the M family.
Nice.
Right? While they were driving home late at night.
They're the Marshalls. Okay, I said it. Moving on.
They were driving home late at night, and they saw what they believed to be a haggard old woman walking across the road.
Normal enough.
Now... This night was particularly foggy, so the family weren't driving fast. And as they approached the old woman, she turned at them and hissed.
Like what? Like a snake? Like a cat?
Snake? Demon? They felt an overwhelming sense of evil. In a panic, the family immediately drove away, but as they looked back, they could see the figure was waving a bundle of sticks at them.
Whoa.
Now.
Bundle of sticks.
If we don't think that the ghostly figures are directly linked to the 1965 incident, then they may be linked to Bluebell itself. Okay, so just to go a little bit more on that theme, in England, the ghost is seen as the victim of a tragic incident, but in other countries, they may be viewed as a demon, god, witch, fairy, or prophet. So this is 1993.
Yes.
And the original crash happened when? 1965?
Yeah, 60s.
Do ghosts age? I know we've been asking a lot of big questions on this podcast recently. Is Santa a goblin? I mean, that's it. That's all we've been asking recently. Can ghosts age? When you die, do you remain the same age that you died at?
I feel like that's... I don't know if it's true, but that seems to be Ghost 101, if we're to believe, like, depiction in the media and stuff, that ghosts do not age.
Because that's another thing, isn't it? That you die in your clothes. Die in the clothes. That's why you see, like, there's, like, Victorian ghosts.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have, like, a little Victorian kid that died, and now he's...
Got like a fidget
spinner. 200 years old with a fidget spinner and a snapback.
You're in like a haunted cellar in Edinburgh and you're just like, do I hear Bangarang by Skrillex? He's healing through the crypts with a boombox on his shoulder.
Yeah, that's a popular thing. Which does kind of suck because imagine if you got killed in a really embarrassing accident.
Yeah, if you're like, you know, Elvis, one of these people are like, wasn't it like Elvis like Am I getting like Elvis mixed up with like Henry VIII or some shit? Who died in a toilet?
Oh, he killed so many of his wives, Elvis did.
Yeah. He beheaded them.
He beheaded them.
And Henry VIII died of cheeseburgers, I believe.
Yeah, like Henry VIII's music was just going downhill. It wasn't really taking off. He wasn't the icon people thought.
He ended up doing like a late night Vegas show. It was pretty sad.
Well, yeah, I think someone it was Elvis died. That died on the toilet.
Yeah, I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were a really hardworking dude, and then just to make some extra bucks a couple hours a week, you're like, I'm just going to be like, as an opening, as a child's entertainer.
Yeah.
So it's like 2 hours a week, you got to dress as a clown just for 2 hours. And you like smear pies on your face.
It's the worst part of your week.
Make balloon animals. Yeah. We're like, it's fine. I only have to do this for 2 nights a week. It's not like I have to do this for eternity.
Yeah, I swear. And I'm only saving up so I can like, you
know.
Not
die. So I can not die
health insurance.
And become a ghost. And then, I don't know, you like choke on a freaking balloon animal or something, and then you're like forever a ghost clown.
Imagine how traumatized you'd be at your like
as
sixth birthday, and your dad hires a clown, and the clown instantly dies. And you know that's happened. If we Google that right now, that has happened somewhere.
I love it. I'm like, I'm setting the scene right now, okay? Like sunny Sunday in like a family's backyard. You got like birthday party music. Yay, all the kids are having a good time. All right, kids, come on, gather around. We got a very special treat for Billy's 8th.
That's right.
12th. Billy's, thank you all for coming, parents. Really appreciate it. The gifts, very much appreciated. We have some gluten-free cake over here for the little ones who have the sensitive tummies. It's a very special day today, so we've decided to bring in a very special person. Ladies and gentlemen, kids, please welcome Bozo the Clown.
That's right, Bozo the Clown.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, do you kids like balloon animals?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you kids like balloon animals?
That's what they are.
What
kind
of animal do you like? Do you want a ghost? A little ghost balloon animal?
Yeah, maybe a ghost.
All right, well, I'm gonna do one right away. Here we go.
Go, Bozo. Daddy, he's dying! Oh, God!
Christ, not again, kids! Give me the frickin' Heimlich!
Yay, it's part of the
act! Oh, Jesus! Oh, no!
I love that every time he's, like, getting the Heimlich maneuver, but every time the dad of Billy squeezes him, the balloon is just, like, inflating out of his mouth.
The kid's cheering.
Yeah! He was actually doing business school during the days, but now he has to go visit his wife in her dreams as a clown ghost.
My God.
Basically haunting her every night.
Anytime he tries to talk, a balloon comes up. So that is but one theory of how ghosts work.
One theory, one story, take from it what you will. So as I said, in England, this type of ghost is seen as the victim of a tragic accident, but in other countries may be viewed as a demon, god, witch, fairy, or prophet.
Okay.
So, for example, in one culture, people believe in the Lang Su Yar.
Okay.
Now, this is a vampire who frequents remote stretches of road disguised as a beautiful woman.
Mm.
So not quite ghost, but along that same kind of line.
Kind of shapeshifter type deal.
After obtaining a lift and assaulting its victim, it flies off into the air, uttering blood-curdling screams.
Wow. Okay.
We talk about Bluebell Hill, and I did this on purpose, which was focusing it on this accident with Susan on the night of the wedding, because it's a romantic story. And if there's any hauntings that take place, what a crazy, horrible thing to happen to be a baseline for paranormal activity.
Yeah.
But we see instances like this. We see an evil, hissing woman waving sticks about. We've seen multiple people hit this woman with their car. Maybe it's just a paranormal stretch of land rather than honing in on just one accident.
Because that's a whole school of thought that we haven't really come across too much yet. But this, have you come across that idea of like ley lines and things like that?
No.
A ley line, so far as I understand, it's just like basically that there's geographic lines that are not visible to the naked eye, but that cross up and down the country all over the world. And that points where these are in close proximity or overlap with each other, that this causes a kind of weird energy that can maybe cause paranormal instances to happen over a certain area.
So, is that a real thing?
So in the same, well don't ask me that, but in the same way that, you know, tectonic plates on the Earth's crust, you know, overlap and that causes volcanoes, earthquakes, etc. That maybe
actual,
these ley line
actual effects.
In the same way that tectonic plates cause ghosts, ghouls, demons.
Right.
That maybe these ley lines and particular geographic properties that we can't see cause paranormal phenomena.
Okay, that's interesting. So we should totally find out where our closest ley lines are.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be one in London, right?
And go and try and piss off some ghosts?
Yeah. Antagonize the shit about them? Yeah. Dress up as an old woman, wave sticks. You go as Bozo the Clown. So as we said, there is a possibility that it's the actual location itself rather than the events that have taken place there in the past. So let's look a little bit at Bluebell Hill. Mm. Now, these are some extracts that I found online that talk a little bit about Bluebell Hill. Okay? So, on Bluebell Hill, there were actually ruins of a Roman temple. But the Romans were not the first people to call the hill their home. In 455, I don't even know how to pronounce that properly. What would you say? Number. In 455?
Yeah, 455 AD.
Yeah, very early. In very early times, the hillside rang with the cries of battle as Vortimer, king of the Britons, fought the Saxons who were led by the mercenaries Hengist and Horsa.
Jesus.
We are told that the battle raged on all day, and at the final reckoning, Vortimer lay dead, as did Horsa. So they're saying that Vortimer was buried somewhere near the hill.
Yeah.
And it's a bloody, horrible murder field, essentially.
So let alone one person dying at this site, we know that probably hundreds of people died on this site. So there's a lot of activity at this site.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now,
this, like, how do we want to look at this? Could we say, as you said, maybe this is a point of ley lines where even as early on as what, 455 AD, this was a cursed place where, you know, a battle was just drawn to it. Maybe that's where the car crash was drawn to. That could have happened anywhere. That could have happened 20 miles down the stretch, 20 miles up the stretch, but it happened at the same point, Bluebell Hill. Is this part of land cursed? Can land be cursed? That's, you know, we got haunted houses where we hear about ghosts and people that have passed on being linked to a location because of like emotional connections. But what about just a piece of land?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it's right up there as like a meme or a motif throughout all paranormal stories. I mean, you look at Indian burial sites.
Great example.
Hauntings. It relies on the geographical location. It's not so much, that it's this thing of like ghosts, they're able to walk through walls and haunt people and live for many thousands of years. They don't seem to be able to wander very far.
No.
They can't really just, because like they've been there for hundreds of years. If they wanted, they could have walked around the world 5 times.
Yeah.
But they don't. They seem to kind of stay put.
A lot of the times it's in really horrible places. Mm-hmm. Like if I died and became a ghost, I'm not going to stay here in my London flat.
But it has to be somewhere that you're associated with.
Okay.
Like, where would it be? It would be kind of hard to choose, don't you think?
Yeah. Maybe that's like ghost law. You have to be associated with in some way.
Yeah.
Or else it logically doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But I mean, because it would be kind of weird. Imagine if like, you know, when you're on like, if you're on like a long drive, like I was talking about earlier, or you're like traveling and you do like a stopover and you have to like, and you're like, oh, I kind of need the bathroom. I'll just like stop at this garage. You know, you go to the bathroom, maybe buy some chewing gum in the shop, and then you get like knocked down by a car or gunned down there.
Yeah.
And you have to haunt that goddamn, like,
I know,
Sainsbury's, like,
nasty
petrol station for the next 1,000 years.
I know, it's a shame because in Susan's case, it would have been almost more romantic if she haunted the church where her wedding was going to take place.
Wow, imagine,
you know,
that one.
Yeah. So it's like, when people are giving their vows, they can swear that out through the windows, the stained glass windows, they can see Susan like looking
in. Supposed to be the happiest day of your life.
God, that would
be a
good ghost story. Yeah.
That's a good one.
But no, she's stuck on this little stretch of road, freezing her little ghost nips off. Like, it's gotta be horrible out there.
Excuse you.
I'd be so apathetic, like, after 2 years of doing that, a car comes down the street, I'd be like, yeah, what up, boo, bitch. I'm not bothered with this.
I know.
I'm so bored, I'm literally going to try and kill myself again by throwing myself into Ian's car.
I think if I died and became a ghost, I think I would go out of my way. If like I could summon all my ghostly abilities, I would just go like full Casper, the friendly ghost, and like try to pretend to be human and stuff. And I would just like befriend people. Like I would like, I would look like a mannequin. I would have like sunglasses, a scarf on my face.
Yeah, moving around.
All that kind of stuff. Just so I could like, yeah, hang out in the real world. Seems like it'd be lonely.
And also, it'd be a good idea to hide the clown clothes that you were buried in, just wear as much as you possibly can. Still just a red nose, though.
So where do you lie on this thing of haunted locations?
I'm always a little skeptical with ghosts.
Okay.
Mostly because I myself have never had a paranormal experience with ghostly figures.
I'm just hovering above the sofa two inches. Uh-huh.
So it's a little bit difficult for me to say. I do like these stories. I find them quite romantic. Mm-hmm. But again, in this case, we're getting a lot lack of evidence.
Uh-huh.
We are getting, you know, we're hearing testimonies from people who don't have dented cars, who have like, you know, there's no blood on the bonnet. There's no photographic evidence. It's stories just passed down. I do find it a little bit weird that this has happened it's happened so many times essentially that the police, when people, it's reported to the police, they're like, yeah, we know. We already know. Yeah. We've been dealing with this for a very long time.
I know. It's funny, isn't it? Because it's like this question comes down to, you know, is it real or not? Is there a ghost there? Are ghosts even real?
Yeah.
But yeah, as you say, if it gets to the point where the local authorities have just had to accept that there is this phenomenon called the Bluebell Hill haunting, and that people are just going to continue seeing ghosts there.
Mm.
It's like, that's kind of as real as it gets.
Yeah.
It's like, if that's been happening for hundreds of years and will continue to happen.
Which is almost enough to move the needle on the paranormal scale.
But
it's a lie. We know as professionals, we can't do this on testimony alone.
No.
We need some sort of facts. We need some sort of evidence. I'm going to have to chalk this one up to a loss. I'm saying it's not real.
I'm saying the glove don't fit, baby.
That's two no's. So unfortunately, in regards to the ghost of Bluebell Hill, it's not real.
And thanks for nothing, Joshua, for emailing that one.
Definitely not Joshua. Jonathan.
Okay.
The disrespect. Thanks for another Jonathan McLeese.
Okay.
I guess, Jonathan, you tried. Thanks for writing in. If you got another story, either tweet it at us. I'm at Rory Has Powers on Twitter. And Kit, you're at?
Kit Greer. That's G-R-I-E-R.
So either that, or if it's easier, you can email us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. We've been getting a lot of submissions, a lot of cool artwork and stuff. Someone drew the Doblin from like last episode, which was insane. So we read it all. We really enjoy it. We can hopefully reply to most all of the emails as well. It's really fun to get feedback as well on the episodes. Yeah, it's been a blast.
Yeah, that artwork was awesome. You guys can see it online if you follow us on Twitter. We've been like reposting stuff that people have been sending in. The Doblin artwork was sent in by the great W Snail.
Nice, W Snail.
So you can find them at on Instagram at w.snail, that's S-N-A-L-E, or at the Tumblr, 100% definitely human.
Nice, that's a good post.
And then thanks to Jughead Jones for sending in that great Goblin Santa photograph.
So also, some of you may notice that I think we missed one of our uploads last week. Going forward, we're going to be trying to look at uploading one great podcast a week, which is going to be every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be real with you guys. This show takes a lot of work.
It does.
It does. Oh, a surprising Christ. Amount of work that we did not anticipate when we started it. It's not really your typical podcast. You know, there is editing that takes place. We love adding in sound effects and building little scenes and soundscapes. We don't want to reach a point where we have to take that away because I think it's one of the funniest parts of the podcast.
Mm.
And I think we both rather do one awesome podcast a week than pulling our hair out trying to dish out two mediocre podcasts a week.
Yeah, I think we were super focused on bringing you guys lots of content for the kind of for the launch of the podcast for the last 6 weeks it's been. But yeah, I think it's something we'd like to come back to down the line, you know, if we can work out a way of doing it.
Yeah.
And but at the moment I think we just want to focus on bringing other things to you guys and more stuff on social media and maybe other formats of content like video and hell, whatever you guys think would be cool.
Exactly. But underlying point, don't worry. The show is going nowhere. We will be with you weekly every Tuesday.
Every goddamn Tuesday.
Delivering the best goddamn government secrets you have never even known. The best way to support the podcast at this point, I guess, is just spreading the word. Tell your friends and family. That's, you know, right. Everyone's always looking for podcast recommendations. Mm-hmm. We all have non-believers, skeptical little shits in our life.
That's
that
right.
That need fixed up, that need the dose of the truth.
So
rammed
kill
down
them. Take their
preferably
shit.
Preferably while they're dressed as clowns. So they got to deal with that. Yeah, just spreading the word, telling friends. That's the way to do it, folks.
And as always, like, we're so appreciative of everyone tuning in. All the great feedback every week. It's so much appreciated.
Keeps
us driven to keep producing good podcasts.
Yeah, so until we see you next week, investigate.
#investigate.